Back together again, you and I, wrapping up a busy week, Friday, March 24th, 2023, on Connecticut Today. We took a very deep dive into the controversy about how to handle Connecticut's growing bear population. We heard on that from GOP State Rep. Karen Reddington Hughes on a possible legislative action, as well as Greg Dancho, who chipped in from Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo. So this is one of these times that I honestly wonder, and I'm not saying this for effect. I don't say things for effect on this show. Now, if the way I position things or the way I position topics you say has an effect on you, or you think I'm doing it for effect, well, okay, fine, whatever. There's nothing I can really change about that. But given this responsibility and given this job that, frankly, not a whole heck of a lot of people have across the country and across the world to do a show like this, I take what I say very seriously, and I consider what I say before I'm saying it. But today is one of those days where I wonder if we have people in our General Assembly, and I'm not going to name names here, but I wonder if we have people in our General Assembly and people in general, especially people that profess to be lovers of animals and they work for these animal rights groups and whatever. And I get it. They're very passionate about their love of animals. And I agree with that. You know, I'm not for animal cruelty. I'm not. And, you know, over the years, we've seen people do sick things with animals, and a lot of that has to do with a mental illness or wrought sort of criminality. But I ask the question, I wonder if there are people, legislators and professed animal rights folks, who put the lives of animals above that of human beings. People who, if given the choice, if you said either this animal has to die or this person has to die, I think it's not even a second thought. I don't care what you think about that person. The moral high ground of the human condition says that if there is a bona fide threat, you kill the animal. There are situations, and I'm sorry if you don't like me saying this, and if it bothers you, what am I going to do? I'm not going to change at almost 62 years old, and I have felt this way for decades. We don't want to be kind to animals. We don't want animal abuse. But if there is a danger, if there is a threat, and it comes down to a binary choice, A versus B, people or animals, I'm siding with the people because I'm one. I'm not an animal. I am fascinated by animals. You hear me all the time talking about this when we have stories that involve animals. I can't wait to maybe someday find out if I am on the other side and I can talk to the person who made these animals. Hey, how do they talk? How do they communicate? What do they sense that humans don't? Right? Why am I talking about this? Well, you remember I've been following this story, and we've been following it for about a year or so after the near mauling death of a 10-year-old boy in Morris, Connecticut, several months ago. And apparently there was another woman attacked by a bear, physically attacked a few months around there, though she kept it quiet. We've been following this, and the governor, Governor Ned Lamont, hardly a rambling right-wing conservative, the commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Protection, Katie Dykes, deep, several of the state's animal experts, not people who watch warm, fuzzy videos on YouTube and TikTok, several state experts are saying, well, we may be at the point now where we need a limited bear hunt because it's getting dangerous. The bear population has been increasing for years and years and years and years in this state, and it's showing no sign of slowing down. That's not me saying it. Those are the experts saying it. And again, even the governor says, you know, other states have done this to control the bear population. Nobody is talking about carpet bombing the bear population out of existence in Connecticut. Nobody is talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I don't want to press a button or pull a trigger and say all bears are bad. No, but there is an increasing amount of bear-human contact, and eventually, thank God it hasn't happened yet. But there are experts around this story telling these environmental groups, these animal groups, and legislators, it is just a matter of time. It doesn't mean you blow up every black or brown bear in Connecticut. Nobody is denying that. Nobody is saying that. What was suggested and what the legislature wimped out on, and frankly, what a lot of people don't for some reason see as common sense, is a limited bear hunt in this state, focusing only on one of our eight counties, Litchfield County, where the experts say, again, experts, as in people who have an emotional detachment to this, the experts are saying the bear population is increasing. It's not slowing down. And then you have people on the other side to say, well, there are mitigation strategies. All the experts are saying those strategies don't work. Because as the bear population increases and as they get closer and closer to humans, without any pushback, without any repercussions from humans, as people continue to leave their garbage out in non-bear-proof cans, as people continue to feed birds in bird feeders. That's like a candy dish for bears. I'm not saying that. Read what the experts say. But as people continue to, for some reason, think they've got to feed birds, that's one I don't understand, because the birds have been around for a couple of million years. They can find food. Okay, long before Costco and Walmart and Petco came around with their packaged bird seed and suet, the birds, I think, were doing pretty good. I don't know about you, but I'm sure there were birds living a big, happy life here on Earth. But I digress. So it looked like a couple of months ago that we were finally going to deal with what we have to deal with. And I'm sorry, you have to. And other states have done this. They held off as long as they could. But if you read, do a little research, other states said, yeah, it was getting too dangerous. So here's my question. It's a simple question. Why not allow a limited in one county of Connecticut, bear hunt? They were talking about 50 bears. Well, what does 50 bears mean, Paul, if there's 1,200? Well, it's very simple. It is the product of geometrics. In other words, if you take out, for every female bear you take out, then the chance of that bear having one or two cubs is gone. And then the chance of those cubs having one or two other cubs is gone. So, you know, it's the properties of doubling geometrically. 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 32 to 64. So that's why the experts were saying we don't have to carpet bomb the bear population in the state. It's about controlling the population. But again, we have these people descend on the state capitol going nuts over the fact that there was a plan to kill 50 bears. I wouldn't lose a single wink of sleep killing 50 bears. I wouldn't. Because I'm looking at it from what the experts are saying. You had this 10-year-old kid who was being dragged off into the woods last year. Thank God he survived. You had a woman a few months before that who kept her story quiet, but she needed medical attention after a bear attack. And how about this? And by the way, the phones are open at 203-333-9422. Do you know that there were 67 home entries from bears last year? Home entries. 67 home entries. Now, the folks who want to blame humans all the time are saying, well, nothing happened, did they? People should lock their doors. You don't understand. You don't get it. The bears are changing genetically. If a bear is going into a home, whether it smells food or not, there's been a change in their genetics. They no longer see a man or a woman or a human as a threat. And folks, I'm telling you, it is only a matter of time before somebody is killed or some people are killed or some small kid or somebody is killed by a bear. And yet you will still have people blaming it on the person. And you will still have people here in Connecticut, for whatever reason, whether they don't have the legislative spine or you have some animal lovers who have this warped sense of we have to live with bears, you know, saying we shouldn't do anything. Nobody's talking about carpet bombing the bear population out of existence. 50 bears out of 1,200 will slow the growth of the bear population. But yet again, here's another logical step that other states have taken because they've come to the realization they had to do it that we don't do. You folks in Hartford, grow a spine. Grow a spine. And a lot of people who tend to poo-poo the danger and the warnings about what bears have done and could do in the future if they're not dealt with don't really live in the areas that see a whole lot of bear incursions on an almost daily basis, and it's increasing, 1,200 bears and counting. But our next guest does. She's been with us before. Republican State Rep. Karen Reddington Hughes, District 66 in the areas of Bethlehem, Litchfield, Morris, Warren, and Woodbury. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is prime bear territory. Karen, it's Paul again. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Karen, last time we talked, it looked like there was some momentum led even by something the governor said, saying, hey, it's probably time to try and do a small, limited bear hunt here. We dodged a bullet with that small kid in your district in Morris. We find out another woman was attacked around that same time. She didn't make a big deal about it. It sounded like, Karen, there was momentum for this, and what happened? Because now I guess that momentum for at least a limited bear hunt to try and control the population is no longer there.
No, it isn't, and it is quite a question mark. I guess that we're looking at why we're rejecting what the governor had and said with his professional staff, and they had recommended a bear lottery, which was what the bill was examining. We heard testimony from scientists that we pay from our state, especially the people on DEEP, and we're going against their advice. And now the bill that is bringing, has been brought forward is allowing our residents to legally defend themselves with guns against bears if they have nuisance bears, because we will not.
So, yeah, I wanted to get into that, Karen. So that aspect of the bill, and I haven't gotten to that on the show yet. I was laying it out here. So talk a little about that. And I know there's even some pushback on that, too, as to whether or not a person could legally shoot a bear. I know there are some farmers who are upset that their cattle and livestock and other parts of their livelihood potentially get damaged or eaten by bears. What about that defense part of the legislation?
Well, essentially, the clause in this recent bill is saying that in the event that somebody is in imminent danger, so if they are in imminent danger or their farm animals are, and the bear is on their premises, that they are allowed to defend themselves against the bear. I believe that there is some sort of certification that you would need from, or registration that you would need from DEEP, that would substantiate that, yes, indeed, that this had happened before, that you were afraid that something was going to happen to your livestock or your farm or your family, and that that would be how they dealt with it.
Republican State Rep. Karen Reddington Hughes, proudly serving the 66th State House District in the state, right in the heart of Bear Company, Litchfield, Litchfield Hills, Morris, Warren, Woodbury, and Bethlehem. Karen, you mentioned something earlier that I, when I talk about this, I try to get across to people, that the people that have now said, hey, let's go with a limited bear lottery, 50 bears to kind of control the population. This is not being pushed by some right-wing crazy hunting group here. As you say, this is coming from testimony from the paid scientists and migration experts and wildlife experts at the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, from the commissioner all the way down.
Yes, and specifically the bear biologists and people that study them, they find statistically that when they have a harvest, that there is a decrease in human-bear conflicts. When they lift that and they do away with a bear harvest, the human-bear conflicts return. And that, contrary to the belief that some of the people that are absolutely not proponents of this are spewing out there, mm-hmm. which is untrue, they found that bears involved in past conflicts with humans were statistically more likely to be harvested than bears that were not involved in past conflicts. So unlike the groups that will tell you that that is not true, they actually have done studies, and it shows quite the opposite.
Karen, what kind of how would you categorize the emails your office got, your press person got, the voicemails? I mean, I understand this is very emotional. I would imagine there might have been some stuff that wasn't the most gently worded stuff, I would think.
I think the most comical email that I received was from one man who was in my district who was very much against it, and he had sent several nasty emails that I all politely answered. And then he had a bear conflict.
Oh, really?
And I got the most amazing email after that.
Really?
Saying that now he actually knew where I was coming from, that I was not some Rambo-style hunter that wanted to eradicate bear, that I just wanted to keep people safe.
You mean, wait a minute, Karen, you mean you had to tell him you didn't go to the House chamber every day with face paint and an AR-15. He finally understood that, right?
Yes, he did. It was quite amazing. Because I think people realize that what we were really doing in the session was working towards a bear management plan.
Sure.
This really was not the essence of the hunters. It was not the essence of DEEP. It was not just something that the governor had mentioned. This was a comprehensive plan for the state so that we didn't wind up back where we are.
Yeah, you know, Karen, I had a call from a very nice listener, one of my regular callers before, and said, did anybody consider, and I don't know whether this would just be kind of spreading out the problem, people say, well, what about a tranquilization and relocation plan? Was there any testimony to that? Was anybody trying to push that on the state or not?
No, actually, the bear experts said that that was not a good idea at all.
What was their thinking, that it doesn't really solve the problem?
It does not, because a problem bear relocated to a different area is just a problem bear for somebody else now.
Yeah, true. Karen, I wonder, and we're talking with State Rep. Karen Reddington Hughes. She is from District 66, which is Bear Country, Bethlehem, Morris, Warren, Woodbury, and Litchfield. Karen, I don't know if this is in the bill. If it's not, please insert it under my name. But how about a public relations push or advertising buys from the state, along with whatever happens, saying, please, don't, you know, watch what you do with your food, get the locking bear trash cans, and please, and I know people have worn themselves blue in the face saying this, Karen, cut back on the bird feeders. We hear that all the time, don't we?
Absolutely. And part of this bill does touch on that. It really, you know, which is a good part of the bill, because clearly we don't want to be luring bears out into some sense of feeling as though it's okay for others to feed them their garbage and eat their bird feed. But unfortunately, anyone who I've spoken with their management, actually says if we locked everything down right now, locked down all of the garbage cans and took away all those bird feeders, the only thing that on its own would do would be to make those bears really angry.
Jeez, make them hangry. They'd be hungry and angry. Oh, well, sure, because they, the food.
But sometimes common sense kicks in.
Yeah, that's like, you know, the buffet. What human turned off the buffet? Oh, not good, not good. Karen, thank you. State Rep. Karen Reddington Hughes, District 66, Woodbury, Warren, Morris, Bethlehem, and Litchfield. And Karen, we'll keep an eye on this and get back in touch. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. There you go. How about that, huh? So maybe I am wrong. Maybe you can. maybe Boo Boo would get mad if you took away the plate of munchies. I wonder what bears think of the whole bird feeder thing. Like whether it's that cheap suet or that, you know, the seed, your bird seed. Like what is that to a bear? Is that a bag of Doritos? Seriously, if that comes out, right? Or is that more like healthy? Is that like healthy crudité? Oh, look. And, you know, what does a bear say? Oh, look, man, it's the nachos and cheese. I'll ask a bear next time I see one. Let's wrap up the situation with bears today. Greg Dancho's with us. You hear him with Melissa once a week from Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo with what's going on. Greg, it's Paul. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, Greg. And I guess you folks at the zoo were kind of listening in here on a very touchy subject. I don't think we want to, you know, carpet bomb the bear population, but there is some disagreement about how do you mitigate, you know, the growth of the population. And Greg, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it because you deal with professionals who deal with animals on an everyday basis.
Yeah, exactly. And bears are an issue in the state of Connecticut. We have every town in the state of Connecticut has had a bear sighting. Mm. So that's every town. That's Bridgeport, Stratford, you know, Greenwich, everybody's seen a bear in their town. The rise of bears getting into garbage cans and causing mischief has risen also. There's also been a rise of bears actually entering homes.
Yes.
And the reason this is happening mostly is because, and I think you've touched on it maybe, is that people think of them as Yogi or Boo Boo.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, something, I see a bear in my backyard. Oh, my goodness, what a great thing to have. These big, fuzzy, charismatic megavertebrates.
Spoken like a true zoo guy, Greg. Megavertebrates, yes. That's a good Scrabble. Yes, good Scrabble word there, Greg, yeah.
We can say that you're one of them also, so it's okay. We can, we can make it work all the way.
Sure.
But I see this bear in the back. Oh, my goodness, this is great. You know, how can I love to see this bear every day. My kids get pictures with it, get the cameras out, you know. And what they do is you start feeding them, right? You don't do anything to discourage them. And bears are omnivorous. They are predators. They are the largest predator in the state of Connecticut. They have no other equal. There's nothing that goes after bear, you know.
Yeah,
so they are
the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs aren't here anymore to eat the bear.
That's right. And so when you start feeding them, they're going to say, "Well, I've got a food source," you know. And your bird feeder, even though it's a little bit of seed, that is bears eat all day long.
Yeah.
So what they're doing, they're not just getting one meal. This is a continual search for food. And so your bird feeders, your hummingbird feeders, your garbage cans, your chicken coop, you know, your apiary, your honeybees are all fair game for them because they are foraging for food all the time. And the idea here is to try to keep them away. I blame a lot of the interactions with the cell phone because of the, wow, I can take a great picture. Let me get up close and personal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and there's a thing called fight or flight tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
The fight or flight tendency is that, you know, I'm going to tolerate you from a distance. You get a little closer, Well, now I'm either going to run away or I'm going to attack you. And that, you know, it's humans too. And so bears, any kind of predator, they have that fight or flight tendency. If you push the envelope, you can get attacked. And a bear attack is pretty nasty.
Oh, yeah.
This time of year, we're getting sows are coming out with their offspring. Mother bears are nothing to trifle with. You see a baby bear, you walk as quickly as you can in the opposite direction because mom's going to be around, and mom is very, very protective.
Yeah, do not take out. Don't take out that phone. Yeah, you're right. But yet, Greg, we hear this from experts like you and the paid professionals at Deep who don't have a political angle on this. And yet, Greg, you know, humans can be knuckleheads from time to time.
Well, yeah, you got it right. Charismatic megavertebrates, but yeah, knuckleheads also. And it is. It's one of the things where you can't blame the bear. Because bears are just doing what they want to do. Again, the population of bears is growing and growing. There's nothing to stop the bear population from growing. I'm not going for hunting, but it is a tool in a toolbox that a lot of places use.
Yeah.
You know, that to try to mitigate the rise of the population. You can't move them from place to place because you're just moving a problem bear to another area. You can't. And I heard this. I guess there's a. I know you're running out of time here, but you can't have. This is my own opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that if there's a bear in my backyard and I feel that it's damaging my house or it's going after my bird feeders or whatever it is, that I can take drastic action against that bear.
I think there has to be some sort of a threat to physical safety or a kid or
And how do you define that?
Yeah,
How do you define that?
Yeah.
So to me that can exacerbate a problem. You know, I've heard from sources that a lot of bears that are problem bears that have been euthanized because they've gotten into too much trouble with humans, that they've found slugs in them. They've found that they have been shot before.
Wow.
So people are doing and to kill a bear with a gun is not easy. It makes me a little nervous.
I understand that, Greg. I am out of time. Greg, thanks for chiming in here. I appreciate it. Thank you, Greg.
It is something we'll be talking about. At the zoo, we're going to be having two programs. Look on our Facebook page. Look on our website. We have two good programs on bears. It's Bear Aware Year at the zoo. So look at our Facebook. Anybody wants to learn more about bears, come to the zoo and learn about them.
All right, Greg Dan Show. Greg, take care. Thank you.